So that's Chris Martin and Coldplay and quite literally a sky full of stars. We've got Jack Cochran in the studio. How are you, Jack?
I'm not bad, thank you, Alex. Yourself?
Now, listen, three goals were predicted. You said 2-1 to Borough. You didn't say 3-0 to Villa. What's going on?
I didn't see that happening at all. I really don't.
I don't think this was happening, really.
No, it wasn't. I mean, there was just a lack of passion from the players. Fans weren't happy. I know a few people left on half-time.
It's looking a bit worrying now, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, we've got a national break now, sort something out, but...
Well, who knows? Let's be positive. It was World Happiness Day on Wednesday. We celebrated that. Yay! And that doesn't mean you have to be miserable all the rest of the year, because you have to be happy. And I noticed, actually, that you're wearing a Jack Jones t-shirt. Oh, Jack and Jones. Jack Cochran, obviously. But somebody else has got an interesting sartorial dress today, wearing his SpongeBob t-shirt. He's making his debut on Southside Broadcasting. It is Gareth Evans. How are you, Gareth?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So, Gareth, you kind of emailed us and said, I'd like to come in, have a sit down, have a look at what's sort of going on, etc. Welcome to our little broom cupboard.
Thank you.
You managed to find it.
Yeah.
Very difficult, but there we are. You managed to find it at the James Cook University Hospital. And you are actually you're employed as a physician here, is that right?
Or a therapeutic carer.
Therapeutic carer. So talk to us a bit about that. What do you do here?
It's basically going on to the wards and chatting to the patients who haven't got visitors or haven't got relatives coming in to see them.
So basically you're the smiling face with your SpongeBob t-shirt that effectively sort of makes them happy, happy, happy. So how long have you been with the James Cook University Hospital?
I'd say a couple of months, if that.
Oh, so relatively new then?
Yeah.
Relatively new, that's okay. What were you doing before then?
Nothing really.
Okay, all right, well, there we are. Now, listen, music is the food of love, etc., and we have a whole range of computer-based systems, but do you have a particular artist, Gareth, that ultimately you think, yeah, this is the one for me?
Passenger, Let It Go.
Right, interesting. As opposed to the Frozen Let It Go, which is a completely different one entirely, but it's actually very good, and I'm sure, Jack, you actually sing it on a regular basis. So
all
let
the
it
time.
Go, let it go. Let's not go there. Let's see if we actually have it. And curiously enough, Mr. Computer, the answer to the question, is Passenger actually in our system? Well, Gareth, the answer for you is yes!
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. The bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep. But never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, 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 oh. And you let her go. You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. 'Cause you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
Now, Jack, I know you are more of an indie fan, but Passenger, does it float your boat at all?
Yeah, it's one of those ones I don't mind listening to every now and again.
The offensive, etc. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, I hate you to come to blows with Gareth, really. Because he's pretty different line entirely. I've got to ask this, but Gareth Evans, I was half expecting a Welsh rugby international. Is it, or indeed, you know, a line from that. Is there a Welsh background to you?
I really don't know. I don't know whether we've got Welsh in the family or...
Well, I'm sure it'll be there somewhere. Most people have a bit of Welsh in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, have you enjoyed, once you found us, your little time here in the studios at Southside Broadcasting for Hospedia Channel 1, of course, the James Cook University Hospital. You can contact us, as Gareth did, via email. You can even leave... you came very close to leaving a message on the voicemail. Had I not been there to pick up the phone, you see, it would have actually gone straight through to voicemail. And you can do that, and Mr. Computer, or Miss Computer these days, will be delighted to actually deal with all sorts of things. Have you enjoyed your little visit today?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Well, we may see you again in the near future. Couldn't find any air supply, so we'll sort that out, I'm sure, as far as things are actually concerned. Ace of Base is taking us out. Upcoming, wow. I mean, Jack, is this going to be a morning sequence or is this going to be a morning sequence?
It's good. I'm definitely excited for it.
You know, we have got Dennis the Chemist. With some more fantastic nutritional supplement news. And then we've got three interviews all about fairly important, significant things. First of all, the notion of water consumption. Over 80% of UK adults take their water consumption for granted. Do you take your water consumption for granted, Gary?
No.
Oh, very good. And we'll be talking about the One Foundation in which the way in which this is setting up a project to actually grant access to clean water for the 844 million people globally that are actually without water. Whilst we're talking about water, weather obviously impacts from that point of view, and we've got self-named Hurricane Man, not Higgins, Hurricane Man, Josh Morgerman, who's going to be talking about storms and some of the biggest and things that the world has to offer. And in the light of obviously the tragedy that hit Africa recently, particularly pertinent. I mean, Jack, are you worried about climate change?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, you can see it just living over here. The changes we're having. I mean, the summer last year was the hottest I can remember.
Very hot February, I
thought. Yeah, indeed, yeah. I mean,
short sleeves in February.
20 degrees down there, down in Stoke, so...
Anyway, Josh Morgan will be joining us. Sarah Thornton, also weather expert and ex-presenter, will be with us, and formerly of the Met Office as well. And Jenny Finch and Rob Nichols are coming in because it's time for another Book of the Month, which is going to be awesome. We say au revoir to Gareth. Take care. Keep on keeping on. And we may well meet again. Take care now.
Thank you.
never quite made it as big as ABBA, although they were Swedish, and had that hit before Jack Cochran was even born, unbelievably. 1990, Ace of Base. They saw the sign. If you've seen the sign, you will realise that sugar is the new nicotine, and you will realise that when it comes to good health, wealth and happiness, it all starts with nutrition. And who better to actually point us in that direction than, in association with Pharma Non-Nutritional Supplements, the awesome Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Top of the milk to you, sir.
There you go. There you go. Now, last week, of course, Jack was in the studio. He was his first debut. He's doing a work placement with us from the University of Staffordshire. It was, I think it's fair to say, just blown away with the longevity, the loquaciousness, the zines. And, you know, I mean, Jack, what do you think Dennis is going to say today? More wonderment, no doubt.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Exactly. Sure it is. So you see, Jack's listening, I'm listening, the listener's listening, a whole range of people are listening, waiting, as though you were kind of a sort of, you know, oracle of wisdom, which of course you are. What are you going to bring to us this morning?
You're frightening me. I forget how many people can be listening with all your podcasts.
Yeah, well, there
now
you go.
Now you've suddenly made me frightened.
Breathe, that is. It's okay, breathe. Yeah,
right.
And relax.
Well, I'm surrounded here by my usual cuttings of newspapers, journals, articles. I've been married 48 years this June, and I've driven my wife mad, cutting up newspapers, magazines, articles, my own pharmaceutical and medical journals. I have an addiction to knowledge. I know knowledge is power, and in the nicest sense, knowledge is power to help our health. When I came to my pharmacy here in Manchester, which has been going, Alex, for 96 years, you're all invited in 4 years' time to the centenary. Yes, it was about 1923 when my pharmacy here in Manchester was opened as Brown's Pharmacy, and then after 30-40 years it became Shepherd's Chemist. It was Brown's Chemist, we used to use the word chemist, then it was Shepherd's Chemist, and then I got the job as manager when I was about 24. Now I'm 78, so I've been here 54 years. And then over the years, when I got a chance to buy it with a mortgage, I changed it to Dennis Gore Pharmacy, Dennis Gore Chemist. Well, it's Dennis Gore Pharmacy. And then I became known as Dennis the Chemist. And it's been an amazing journey. And this journey started with the mineral selenium. And even now, many, many people listening will have not heard of the mineral selenium. They know calcium helps your bones. They may know the mineral zinc, which we need some zinc. That helps your immune system. We know that if you lose blood or you're anemic, then you will need the mineral iron. Iodine is important for the correct functioning of our thyroid gland. And so the mineral selenium, which is the world's rarest mineral, the listeners, and some of them may be for the first time listeners, they may not realize that this island, this area called the United Kingdom, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, happens to have, from when planet Earth was made 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw. We have the lowest levels of selenium in the world. And I got a book 37 years ago, Selenium as a Food and Selenium as a Medicine. You can still buy second-hand copies on the internet for a few pounds. And there were 16 chapters about how important selenium is. A chapter against helping against cataract formation, infertility. Look how many people, especially in Great Britain, are having IVF. 4 couples in 10 struggle to conceive, to have children. Selenium helps the heart. We have a lot of heart problems. Selenium helps prevent cancer. We have one of the highest levels in the world of breast cancer, one of the highest levels in the world of prostate cancer. So I was absolutely amazed when I read this book about this mineral selenium. So I started selling selenium. And on a trip to America, I'd spoken to him on the phone. This is when I started selling selenium as a supplement. It cost 10 pence a day. And I saw Professor Gerhard Schrauser at the University of San Diego, who in an audience with him, he said, you should sell selenium in the form of selenomethionine. That's the best way it's absorbed. So I changed from the brand that I was selling to this selenomethionine. And it was made by a Danish company, Pharma Nord. Pharma Nord is in Denmark. And in Denmark, it's the only country in Europe where health food products have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. So I started selling this. Well, they do two forms now. There's one called Bio Selenium with Zinc. They actually put zinc in, and they also give you some vitamin B6. They also give you some vitamin C. So I started selling that. And they also do Bio Seleno Precise, which is a double strength selenium, 200 millionths of a gram a day of selenium. And I was selling it to people to help arthritis and the other things that I've mentioned, to help prevent cancer and to help prevent infertility and to help prevent cataract formation. Yesterday, actually, I went for an eye test, and I foolishly had been ignoring the requests from the company that had been having glasses made over the years, and every year they said, you're due for an eye test, you're due for an eye test. So I went yesterday for an eye test, and it was 5 years since I've had one. So I was obviously 73 when I had my last one, and I'm 78. So the optician said, well, it's remarkable. There's practically no change. He said, your eyes are more like somebody of 60 or younger, even somebody, he mentioned 40. And I said, well, I've been taking health food products over the years, and I know a lot of them are what we call free radical blockers. These things called free radicals, some of the listeners may have heard this expression, free radicals are molecules which are overactive. They're free radicals, and they damage our body. And all this talk about the car fumes and trying to stop parents parking near the schools, park your car a distance from the school and walk with your children to the school. Don't all sit there with your engines running, belching out the fumes of petrol engines and diesel engines and giving these terrible health problems by making our children breathe in all these fumes. I heard on one BBC interview where one headmaster said, when he asked his class of the school assembly, and then he went to each classroom, he found out in each classroom there were 4 or 5 children in each classroom with asthma. And he said he himself, he was now 60, he'd just been diagnosed with asthma. And we keep reading the problems with all the fumes that we're breathing in. So products like selenium help to stop this problem of damage that the human body gets from these things called free radicals. All the listeners know that when you scratch a car and leave it in the rain, within days it goes rusty. All the listeners know, if you bite an apple and the phone rings and you put the apple down and you turn and pick up the phone and you just say a few words, yes, I will be coming later, I'm tied up at the moment, yes, I won't let you down yet, okay, I'll see you later, that doesn't take long. And when you go back to the apple, it's turned brown already. So that's just the oxygen, the very oxygen we breathe in. How can it be dangerous? We breathe it in about 18 times a minute. From the moment we're born till if we live to be 100, we're breathing about 18 times a minute. So oxygen is very essential, but it's a damaging substance. So you need protection. You need protection against oxygen. You need protection against diesel fumes, insecticides, pesticides, E-numbers, colorants. And so you need antioxidants. So several of the Pharmanord products are what we call antioxidants. They make vitamin C, bio-vitamin C. They make bio-vitamin E. All their products begin with bio, because they are biologically active. As I said, by Danish law, they have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. So these antioxidants, and of course their biggest seller of all, is a substance called Q10. And their product is called, it's quite a long word, but it's well worth remembering, bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram strength. This is a capsule with an oil inside, and in the oil is dissolved a substance that we all make, mainly in our liver, called Q10. And Q10 gives you your energy. It joins the food that you eat with the oxygen you breathe into a molecule that most of you won't have heard of. I know you've heard of water is H2O and oxygen is O2. But your energy molecule is called ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. And every single thing that happens in your body, your kidneys are filtering the blood, your liver is detoxifying pollution, your heart is beating, your eyes are looking, your ears are listening, your pancreas is making insulin. All these things going on, which you don't even think about, energy has to be provided by your body to do it. Just like you put petrol in your car, otherwise it won't go. If you can't make this energy molecule, ATP, then you can't do anything. So Q10 joins the food that you eat in your mouth with the oxygen up your nose to make this energy molecule, ATP. Unfortunately, as we get older, past 20, our liver starts to make less Q10. By the time you're 40, then you're only making the levels of when you were a two-year-old. Of course, when you were two, you were very small. So small amounts was okay, because you were a very small little person. But now you're 40, you're full grown. 5'2", 6'2", 6'6". But now you've only got the Q10 levels of a two-year-old. And I'm 2 years off 80, I'm 78. So I should now only have the levels of a one-year-old baby. But I've been taking their bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram. I've been taking it since I was in my 50s. And so I'm never tired. And I'm still working. And I put my mother on Q10, who lived to 92 and did all the bookwork, VAT, deduction cards, tax code A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants. My uncle lived to 99, had his own computer. My mother-in-law, she was diabetic, angina, high blood pressure, heart failure, overweight, so she wasn't a well woman. when she was 66 with heart failure. She was in 6 weeks, and when I brought her home, I said to the cardiologist on the ward while she was getting changed, so she never heard, I said, with all her illnesses and with the heart failure, 6 weeks, what's the future for her? He said, well, I'm telling you as the son-in-law pharmacist, from our records of this degree of heart failure, and with all her problems, I would say from the graph, he showed me a graph, the most she'll live, she's 66, is 5 to 7 years. 66, let's say 7, is 73. I put her on all those years ago, which I'd learnt the products. I put her on the selenium, one tablet, it costs 10 pence a day, of this Bio Seleno Precise. And I also put her on the Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule. I gave her two a day, one with the breakfast, one with her evening meal. We now know for heart failure, if you take three a day, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, and one with your evening meal, it reduces the chance of dying from heart failure by a factor of 43%, nearly half. And we know from a trial in Sweden with elderly people that when they gave 400 elderly people aged 70 to 88, half of them got the Pharma-Nord product one twice a day of their Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule and one tablet of their Bio Seleno Precise. The death rate from dying of a heart attack. A heart attack is the biggest killer of people in the world. Statistically, one person in three dies of a heart attack. And yet, in these elderly people, taking the real products compared to those on the dummy ones, you know, we call them placebos, over the 5 years, these elderly people, aged 70 to 88, the death rate dropped by half, 54%. And a marker in the blood that modern hospitals can measure, which is indicative of to what degree your heart is getting damaged in old age just by being old. The marker is called, it's got a funny name. Doctors have funny names for some things. This marker in your blood, which shows that your heart muscle now, not just your legs, in your arms or your lungs or your bowel, but your heart muscle is getting old. It's called NT-proBNP, and it rockets in old age 20%, in that age group, 70 to 88, which was the age group of the people in this trial that took place in Sweden over 5 years. And the marker in the people taking the real Q10 and selenium, the marker never went up at all. It never went up at all. The heart did not, it was not aging at all. My mother-in-law lived 21 years. She lived to 87. My mother, 92. My uncle, 99. I'm 2 years off 80. On no drugs for anything. Never tired. Still working. So you can see there's a big place in our health armament for health products. And looking through the newspapers, I do go off at a tangent, I know, because I'm left-handed, so it comes with that sort of brain. Looking through headlines here, here's one, the time bomb children. The health picture of the nation throws up another poor image with the warning that childhood obesity is a ticking time bomb. For a country that takes great pride in its sporting prowess, we should be deeply unhappy that our youngsters are on their way to making us a nation of fatties. It is truly shocking that a third of under 16s are now categorized as overweight or obese. Theresa May described the Brexit situation as a crisis. But But this is a genuine health crisis, and one that could have much more far-reaching consequences for the long-term welfare of the nation. While Brexit will one day be resolved, the health bills for treating heart conditions, diabetes, strokes, and other weight-related health conditions will continue to drain and public purse and damage quality of life. This trend needs to be reversed with better diet and more physical activity. But you know, Alex and listeners and Jack, there's nobody does anything, hardly anything. We just, here's another headline in another paper. That one was from the Mail, this one's from the Express. Massive headline. In-depth investigation, covering two pages. Child obesity time bomb to take heavy toll on national health funding. And it shows a doctor measuring a child's belly round the belly button, which is where you measure it. And we even read in one paper, if you stand up straight and look down, if you can't see your private parts, yes, your private parts, you've got a 30% chance of becoming type 2 diabetic, which can lead to blindness and kidney problems and even amputation if the circulation to the legs of the nerves of the legs are damaged. Yes, if you can't see your private part when you look straight down, you've got a 30% chance of heading for type 2 diabetes. And if you're very obese and your belly's really sticking out, then if you can look down, straight down, and you can't see your feet because your belly's sticking out so far, you've got a 70% chance of becoming type 2 diabetes. Amongst the Pharmanor products, there's this one called Bio Gluco Control, helping to control your glucose levels. It's actually contained, and you can give it to children over 5. And in my pharmacy here in Manchester, and many chemists and health food shops up and down the country, they are now selling this capsule that you can give to anybody over 5. It's called Bio Gluco Control. It controls your glucose, and it's made from 2 ingredients. It's a berry from the mountains of Chile. Chile is 7,000 miles away. I don't think many of the listeners, including me, have ever been to Chile, but the people there living up in the mountains, they eat this purple berry, and it's got a wonderful job that it does in our body. It stops starch breaking down to sugar. So bread and potatoes and pizza and pasta and rice and chapati, all these starchy things, they all break down to sugar. And Swedes and turnips and parsnips, they contain starch. They all break down to sugar. And sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to stop people smoking. Look at the horrors of cancer and all related problems. Macular degeneration, this terrible eye problem, that one of the leading causes of blindness, along with diabetic retinal damage from the sugar damaging the retina. But you can help to prevent these things by taking these antioxidants. And selenium and Q10 help to prevent macular degeneration, help prevent the cataract formation. So it all comes back once again to free radical blockage. And that product, Bio Gluco Control, actually helps to control the sugar levels, because they added one other thing, a mineral called chromium. Now, the older listeners, Alex, they will remember that car bumpers used to be made of chromium-plated steel. And it seems we need, when we don't get enough from our diet, 1/100,000,000th of a gram of chromium. And that chromium allows a little door in our cells called the glucose door, the glucose receptor, to allow the right amount of sugar to enter the cell. But we're all low in chromium, but it's in this capsule, Bio Gluco Control. It's got two ingredients.
It's got your Mackie Berry, it's got your chromium, it's got your help and assistance in life, Dennis. And yes, time has scooted by. Jack, do you feel as though you have now actually reached another stage in important information?
I do indeed, definitely.
You can pass on.
I cut up, I've got 20 cuttings here, yeah. And I never get very far.
Well,
I was going to say, don't drink hot tea. You must have read in all the papers on the programmes, very hot drinks raise the risk of cancer of your food pipe, the esophagus, by 90%.
Exactly.
Don't drink your tea very hot, listeners. Me saying that now, Alex, will have saved people's lives from cancer of the esophagus. Isn't that wonderful news?
That's precisely so. When we have our tea break at the end of the next series of programmes, we'll make sure when we go down to the whole thing, we'll either wait until it's cold or it's just lukewarm.
And any hot drinks. You know, one of my relatives used to say to the waiter, make sure the soup's piping hot. Don't have your soup piping hot. Don't have your hot Vimto piping hot.
And for goodness sake, don't invest heavily in Easter eggs and chocolate, because that's not good either. You know, just step away from the whole thing.
It's six spoons.
Very precisely. Ridiculous. Dennis, it's been awesome as ever. Take care, and we will speak once again in a fortnight. Reminder, you can go to the DennisToTheChemist.com website, click on Dennis's cartoon image. Yeah, I know, he's the cartoon
Anybody
image.
Wants any information or leaflets, just send an envelope to me. Don't put a stamp on your envelope, we'll put a stamp on, and just address your envelope to me, Dennis the Chemist, Presswich, Manchester, not Presswick in Scotland, Presswich, Manchester. It gets to me, and we'll send notes to you on anything you heard this morning. All the best with your career, Jack.
Thank you. Thanks, Dennis.
Something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore.